are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is extremely hot, but we have some relief on the way soon. Hang on. Hopefully, some lucky towns will get an isolated shower or thunder shower over the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature of 79. Tomorrow, still a hot and humid day with a high temperature around 93 or 94, but scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a frontal system moves through the state of Alabama. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Then on Thursday, as that frontal system makes its way closer to the coast, I think the best chance of showers will shift to South Alabama. Later on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humidity and noticeably not as hot. The high temperature is still around 90 or 91 and lows at night 70 to 72, but this is a big improvement from where we've been. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Democrats who called for the firing of FBI Director James Comey are shocked and appalled by the firing of FBI Director James Comey. The Democrats say that Comey's firing will undermine the investigations for which he should have been fired. In order to examine which Democrat claims are cynical political fabrications and which are hysterical conspiracy theories, and which are cynical political hysterical theories about fabricated conspiracies, let's examine which investigations might be affected. The FBI, as we know, is investigating whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to expose the Democrats' emails. The Senate, meanwhile, is investigating whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign for the collusion that the FBI is investigating. The Judiciary Committee is investigating why the Attorney General failed to investigate Hillary Clinton's attempt to avoid the FBI investigation into the Attorney General's failure to investigate her emails to the Democrats, which the Russians hacked in an attempt to interfere with our election, which the Senate is investigating in an attempt to find out if the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians' hack of the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating to see whether the Obama administration was investigating the Trump campaign. The House Intelligence Committee is investigating whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration's attempts to use the intelligence community to investigate the Trump campaign's collusion with the Russian hack into the Democrats' emails, which the FBI is investigating in order to find out whether the House Intelligence Committee overstepped its bounds in investigating the Obama administration. The head of the House committee, meanwhile, has stepped down pending an investigation. At the same time, many in the press are investigating why the press never investigated the Obama administration's investigation of the Trump campaign, but continues to investigate the Trump administration's investigation into whether the Obama administration investigated the Trump campaign, which is now under investigation in the Senate, causing several investigators to call for an independent investigation into the House investigation of the Senate investigation of the Trump administration, which is meanwhile investigating the Obama administration, which was on a yacht in the Bahamas at the time, dancing to the musical stylings of Drake's Hotline Bling. Mr. Drake is not currently under investigation. Now, to be clear, an independent investigation into the Senate investigation of the House investigation of the Obama investigation into the Trump campaign could expand the investigation into an investigation of Russia's investigation of the emails that were under investigation by the FBI, which was in turn under investigation by the NSA, who have been investigating everybody in a surveillance program that's still under investigation. If that were to happen, there would no doubt be calls for a full investigation into all the other investigations. So, it's easy to see that the firing of James Comey will have to be investigated to ensure it doesn't in any way curtail the important business of government, which is investigating. Just thank God the government's not actually governing. Then we'd all be in real trouble. Trigger warning, I'm Andrew Klavan, and this is The Andrew Klavan Show.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. Hang on while I lick my lips. I'm not getting it.
And here they are.
They being me and Joe. So I've just stopped at the Guitar Center on the way here to get my new, because good headphones don't last a long time.
They don't.
I don't know whether it's ear heat, hair gel, or whatever, but that soft foamy cushion on the side.
Don't you dare blame mane and tail.
Oh, no, that's not a gel. That's the shampoo.
Which, by the way, I have it on good authority that my grandfather, my mom's dad, loves it when you talk about your mane and tail shampoo. He thinks it's hilarious.
And you can... Now I can't hear anything. You can buy it by the gallon at Prattville Farm Center.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And that lasts a good long time. It's a body wash as well. I once used that. I was in my struggling days.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuilding, I was room renting from a guy who accused me of using his soap. I said, "Did not use your soap." So I showed mane and tail, hair and body wash.
Wait, somebody, start over. Somebody accused you of using their soap and they were upset about this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess it a bar
their,
of soap?
Their bar soap got wet or something when I was taking a shower.
It was
it's
bar.
Only one bathroom in this house.
Well, I mean, it should be self-cleaning, right? A bar of soap?
You would think.
Yeah, but, I mean, what if you wash the really dirty, dirty parts?
And you leave evidence behind? This is going to be a problem this afternoon, I can see. But there are bigger problems and bigger fish to fry. We're going to have David Blackman on around 3:35.
Indeed.
I would like to, because I've wasted all this time trying to figure out how to get these new phones to work, his blog today... It never made it.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Well, I tried. 6-year-old saying, why don't we just give everything away for free, surges to top of Democratic polls.
I saw you post that earlier. Babylon Bee's nailing it, man.
Man, they are hot. In fact, we should go there and take a look at some of the other headlines they have. I can't hear anything now.
You sound good, though. I know you can't hear yourself, but you sound fantastic. You doing something with your voice? Gargling, you know, like apple cider vinegar in the morning or something? Hot sauce?
No.
You're not doing anything different?
I'm not doing anything, no.
Okay. No. I'm just wondering. There's something different about you today.
Well, there is something I do on a daily basis. I smoke. And that gives me this deep resonant. Oh, jeez. Resonant voice.
The resonance.
So let's go to the homepage because the headlines are hilarious. Shooter walks away free as police tackled and arrest AR-15. Bill Clinton, Epstein's cause of death depends on what your definition of suicide is. Nice parody on the depends on what your definition of is. As school starts, nation's parents chant, send them back. And it goes on from there. Babylon Bee. I'm disappointed, though, that Blackman's blog did not show up because it's a good one today, as it always is. I read him every day. Sometimes he does two a day. But this is about the Chris Cuomo mess. And the fact that somebody referred to him as Fredo.
Fredo, yeah.
Yeah. Who was the lame brother in the, you know, in the Corleone family?
The one that
Al Pacino, Michael Corleone, had killed after their mother had died. Just had him shot and dumped into a lake.
Did you see what Trump shared today?
What?
It's a key scene from The Godfather. Fredo's like, I'm smart. Like not like everybody thinks, dumb. I'm smart. And he superimposed, there's a superimposition of Cuomo's face over Fredo, and Trump's face is on the other guy. I can't remember the scene very well.
Mm.
But I'll see if I can find it. I'll send it to you on Facebook real quick.
I just got some news from Rich Thomas.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, at the airport, we hit 100 degrees this afternoon. I don't think that breaks a record. I think 2007, we were in the 105 range. But our heat index has peaked at 113 degrees. We won't know the official numbers till later, but that's what we have at 2. Well, actually, the airport temperature had cooled down to 94. There was a storm out to the west. There's not much out there today in terms of relief in the form of rain. But, in fact, let's take a quick look. Oh, is this that video you were...
Yeah, it's just, it's hilarious. You got to share that with your folks.
I'm probably going to have to watch that. Because he dropped a lot of F-bombs.
It's only a few seconds long. It's only 13 seconds long.
And there's Trump.
Yeah, it's just looking at it with this day. That's
Michael Corleone. He's I believe, superimposed over in that scene. This is so annoying. On the radar, the Live and Fear Doppler, we have a couple of isolated storms. There were some out to the west, and that's why the airport cooled off to 94, if you call that cooling. But tomorrow we have this front that's going to make its way all the way down the state and bring us at least something you can call relief, which will be nice. Otherwise, the market had a big day today, and I'm eager to talk to Brandt. It finished up almost 400 points.
Yeah. Well, Trump gave exemptions on a lot of goods from China, like shoes and electronics and whatnot. The tariff, 10% tariff additionally, wouldn't be imposed immediately. It would be pushed back to December.
Mm-hmm. So the easing of trade fears...
Yes.
Gave the market a boost, finishing up 382 on the Dow. And it's back over 26,000. It was, had fallen below 26 at one point from 27. That's been doing that since he took office. Big gains, corrections, big gains, corrections, and that kind of thing. So, the what's the prevailing theory on Epstein? Did I hear Barron mention that?
Well,
he never existed.
I shared a person of interest on my Book of Faces page.
Well, I don't have time, so why don't you just tell us?
It looks a lot like Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Yeah, here's the mugshot. It's great a little bit, but I have reason to believe he's a person of interest.
It's hard to trust that face. Could have done it.
I mean, is he a patriot and a hero, or just a traitor, a treasonous traitor?
Ugh. A protector of powerful pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of alliteration in that statement.
No, but this is really turning into a bad episode of 24. Like, just all the reasons that are now being given for, oh, the guards were working double shifts, so there was no shift changeover or headcount.
Yeah.
The cameras were turned off.
How about the fact, they say he used a blanket?
A bed sheet.
A bed sheet.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in one of those special suicide watch cells, you're supposed to have paper everything. So that you're, if you tried to do something in lab, that your body weight would snap the hanging device.
Yeah, this is Mr. Epstein's lawyer. I don't know why I sound like this, but I do. Could you make sure he's comfortable?
I don't know who the lawyer is that's suing on behalf of those Covington High School kids that were wrongly accused of racist behavior.
Mm-hmm.
In the media mob's usual, well, we don't care about facts. We're just going to crucify teenage kids. If Officer Darren Wilson, formerly of the Ferguson Police Department, who did his job and was forced by circumstance and by witness account to take out the gentle bear, whatever the hell his nickname was, I would be suing Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. Because they're out. Yeah, they're always Trump with the racial. They're the ones that are out fanning that. Come on. When does this end? There's no shame to any of this. Obama sent, 400 agents in to investigate that. And they came up with nothing. Squat.
Well, and it's also an example of, you could pick Philando Castile, the guy who was shot in Minnesota. Everybody agrees. Officer didn't behave correctly there. It was completely wrong. Walter Scott, the guy got shot in the back in South Carolina. I believe that cop was charged. I mean, there are plenty of examples of police abuse. You pick that one as your big symbol, hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah, but you know what? How many of those are due because the cop was racist?
None of them, probably.
Because too few people. I had this exercise with our former and late Sheriff D.T. Marshall. They have this virtual thing for people with guns.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn how quickly you have to. They give you a virtual gun. And you go into this thing, and then burglars pop out. And you got to differentiate between the burglar and the good guy.
Right.
And make sure that you shoot the right people. I think I took out one cop.
Oh, no.
People don't understand. When you're confronted with a situation like that, you have so little time to digest what you know. What's this guy about to do? He's advancing. So what are you supposed to do? You can't just crap your pants like they would, Warren or Harris.
Well, and think about it.
This blame is garbage.
Think about it this way, Greg. How long did it take you doing radio to be able to respond to, say, to an obnoxious caller or to somebody really difficult? And have it not fluster you. And that's an easy thing. Oh, a rude person on the phone. How do we deal with it? Or somebody saying, profanity. How do we deal with it? When I first started, it freaked me out. It's like, oh, how do we deal with it? Now it's kind of like, all right, you deal with it. And I'd imagine it's even more difficult when you're a cop on the streets and you have to make a split-second decision that is life or death for you and the people involved. We've had Louis B., the former NYPD detective. He talked about the situation where he had the chance.
Right.
And he did not shoot the person because he had the experience. He, in that split second, said, I can fix this. I can solve this problem without shooting somebody. And he didn't.
Yeah.
But it took that experience and that instinct that's developed over time.
If that's the course they're going to take, Well, they're certainly going to get great support from the police and the law enforcement community because, obviously, they don't care.
No,
they
don't care. I've seen videos where people don't end up dead, where cops are kind of being hard asses, and it's like, okay, you don't have to act that way necessarily.
Yeah, that's true. But what cop is going to want to put himself in that kind of situation and have your life ruined?
No.
Darren Wilson's been off that force for 5 years. I don't know what he's doing now. He's probably changed his name and identity.
Yeah, go work a desk job in a cubicle, man.
And the way it ripped up the St. Louis area.
Get up, start your day, hey, in that cheerful St. Louis way. From Chesterfield to Ferguson, Kip and Jenny, make your morning
Kip
fun.
And Jenny.
Rise and smile, St. Louis!
Okay, let's just plow through this. How was your weekend, Jenny?
Spend it holding a fireplace poker and protecting my property. So why don't we skip the chit-chat and talk about some weekend events?
Enrollment is open for the annual 5K holiday fun run. If you're looking for a good jog, it's being called the most superior race in town. Now, why would you write that phrase?
Downtown on December 9th, the Blackies are performing. I'm sorry, the Black Keys. I'm truly sorry.
I'm going to continue speaking quickly so I don't think about that moment.
Oh, I just thought of someone that's not us. Let's go to Trisha Darby with a traffic report. Trisha, how's the traffic out there?
Bad.
All right. Any excuse at all to bring that one back.
And by the way, crime went up in Ferguson after all that went down. Shocking, I know.
Crime went up?
Yeah, they're saying it's called the Ferguson effect.
Oh.
That if there is an incident like this, the, you know, surprise, surprise, the police are hesitant to, you know, take action in certain situations.
This is just further evidence that everything Democrats and liberals touch turns to okay? It's no more complicated than that. Why anybody advocates for the kind of stuff they want to inflict on the rest of the country is beyond me. Just beyond me. All right, David Blackman coming up. If you are in the market for a new mower, it's always a good time to visit Lewis Lawn. Even though we have plenty of mowing days left, we're getting towards the end of the model year. You can get yourself a great deal on a Toro, Exmark, and Lewis Lawn now that they've expanded their showroom, carries the new tractor-style mowers as well. 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig. At Lewis Lawn, you're buying from people great. I just love the Lewises on a personal basis, but they carry all the great product lines I mentioned. Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa, all the steel products. Anything you buy there can be brought back there for service. So they partner up with you from the minute you make your purchase till the end of time, for lack of a better term. And they got great customer service at the desk. And Chad Sasser is the guy you want to talk to if you're looking for specials or incentives on particular product lines. That's Lewis Lawn. Their number is 244-9191. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12-inch thick king mattresses under $399. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's been a long, hot, stressful summer. Parents, are you experiencing a sudden sense of relief? Are you finding more time on your hands? Is there quiet and solitude? Do you notice the house staying clean for more than 3 hours? A complete absence of loud music and video games? If this is happening to you, you're not delusional. Your children are returning to school. So open that bottle of wine and take a nap if you feel like it. Your rugrats are somebody else's problem for the next 8 or 9 months. Suckers.
That's not nice. 326, we mentioned his name, now he's on the line. Louis B.
Yes, hi guys, how are you? I want to thank Joe for acknowledging me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had 6 opportunities as a New York City cop to take a human life. And all 6 times, I gave that person every opportunity to put the weapon down, to calm down, and I didn't have to take a life. I assure you, I did not get up every morning and say, hey, I'm gonna kill a 65-year-old grandmother today just because. The way I treated people was I tried to look at people by the crime they committed, and I acted accordingly. I tried to treat everybody like there was someone's mom, brother, father, sister, and so on and so forth. But sometimes even mama got to get spanked.
Yeah.
That being said, when you are in a radio car and you hear a job coming across the air of a man with a gun, as you're driving to the location, you start to mentally prepare because you know what you're heading into. It's the times where something happens immediately where you're not prepared for it, that's when cops sometimes act out of fear and erratically. And it could be very scary. What I tried to do, and I learned this from an old-timer, was the moment I came to a place, I went through something called what if. The moment I looked at a person and I didn't get the warm, fuzzy feelings, I said, what if he pulls a gun with his right hand?
Right.
What if he's got a knife in his left hand? I tried to get mentally prepared so I knew I was preparing myself. I was preparing a tactic to react. And that's what saved me many times. I still do that today. If I met someone and I just don't get the warm fuzzies, I mentally prepare myself to take an action, whether it be just running away, because I don't want to take a human life.
You think you can work in this environment with all this anti-cop crap?
I couldn't. I would last about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I appreciate your experience on this, Louis. We got to take a break here because we have a guest coming up at 3:35, but your insights are always welcome on News Talk 93.1 FM. There is so much great stuff going on at Infusion, Cryo, and Laser.
Oh, yes.
I'm going tomorrow at 2 o'clock for my next ISIS.
I'll be there at 8 in the morning for the cryo.
You're doing cryo, I'm doing ISIS. This is a brand new technology that helps people with a range of issues involving the brain, everything from ADHD to post-stroke recovery. There's so much. And it's just nothing. You don't even know. You don't feel anything. They attach some nodules to 5 specific points on your head, and they just run microcurrents for about 15 minutes. It goes by quickly. And it makes a difference in a lot of things. Better sleep, better relaxation, better energy. Many have reported less pain. It's worth looking into. Call them at 296-1662 and see if ISIS can be of value to you. But there's got to be something at Infusion that can help your life be better. Rich Thomas wears by the IV vitamin therapy. He's a regular with that. Cryotherapy is great, especially on a day like today where the heat and humidity just wear you out. Get that natural boost at Infusion. Their new location is right across from Baptist East on Blunt Road. Make your first left, third building on the right. And again, the number is 296-1662. David Blackman.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and we see a busy boulevard, especially on the south side between I-65 and the Troy Highway. If you are in the downtown area, there's lots of traffic headed out of downtown on South Decatur and Norman Bridge. That continues on down to Fairview, and that stretches over to I-65. On the east side, Taylor Road is real busy all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road, so be careful there. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama's commission is looking into laws concerning medical marijuana for the first time this morning. The Medical Cannabis Study Commission is tasked with recommending legislation to be considered in the 2020 legislative session. Plus, the Dadeville Police Department seized nearly 30 dogs, cats, ducks, pigs, ferrets, and birds from a home on Village Street Monday afternoon. They received an animal neglect call Sunday. Four adults were arrested on animal cruelty charges, charged with two counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and two counts of cruelty to animals. And with fall-like temperatures reaching triple digits, some parents are concerned. Several students either walk or ride the bus to school with no air conditioning. Find out how you can combat the summer heat. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It is extremely hot, but we have some relief on the way soon. Hang on. Hopefully, some lucky towns will get an isolated shower or thunder shower over the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature of 79. Tomorrow, still a hot and humid day with a high temperature around 93 or 94, but scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms as a frontal system moves through the state of Alabama. A couple of those storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Then on Thursday, as that frontal system makes its way closer to the coast, I think the best chance of showers will shift to South Alabama. Later on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, somewhat less humidity and noticeably not as hot. The high temperature is still around 90 or 91 and lows at night 70 to 72, but this is a big improvement from where we've been. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You can tell by the way I use my walker. I'm not a woman's man, I'm a non-stop talker. I am loud and I am old. Been here so long, I'm covered in mold. It's all right, it's okay. You may be saying there is no way. Try to understand it is my plan to take down Trump. I am the man. Whether you're a voter or whether you're a donor, I'm staying alive, staying alive. Feel the country breaking and everyone is shaking. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive, staying alive. I'm staying alive.
you'll tax it when we get more. And we're, I love hearing that chuckle, welcoming my favorite blogger from all the bloggers in the world, from somewhere in Texas, David Blackman, and the website is dbdailyupdate.com. Can I ask you a question? We both went. We both went to Facebook jail last week over that that gag thing about the movie. Where, and what a great idea too. Let's go in the lieu of all these mass murders and stuff. Let's go murder conservatives because they just deserve it.
Oh, by the way, they suspended that film, right? They're not going to release it in September after all.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, although I was intrigued to see what Michael Moore's got coming up. But anyway, I wanted to ask, Twitter is where I found you, and I can't find you on Twitter now. What happened? Did Jack?
Yeah, right there. It's a variety of reasons, some professional, some because I'm sick of all the harassment that goes on Twitter.
Yeah.
All the constant uproar and you know, harassment you get from the lunatics that hang out there. And I just thought, you know what, it was consuming too much of my time anyway, and I just got better things. Better ways to spend my time than hanging out on Twitter.
So my listeners understand this man takes well thought out, powerful positions, strong positions, and he's got an incredible reach through Twitter. So I would imagine the trolls became a problem. Is that what you're saying?
They did become a problem. You bet they did. And you know, it's not important enough for me to incur any more of that nonsense. So I just decided to deactivate my account.
Yeah, it's really ugly. We were just talking in the break before we brought you on about the fact that both Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris are out there resurrecting the Ferguson nightmare over nothing.
Yeah, and with just outright bald-faced lies, claiming the poor kid that ended up dying was murdered. He wasn't murdered. He assaulted a police officer and was trying to take his gun away from him, and the police officer had to protect himself. The kid was like 6'6" and weighed about 320 pounds, and, you know, strong as an ox, and the police officer was protecting himself. And got it, by the way, thanks to the outrage mob, the liberal outrage mob, his life completely ruined, you know, and destroyed as a result of that, being attacked and protecting himself.
So. I wonder, heard a suggestion today that maybe he should reach out to the lawyers that are doing the defamation suits for the kids in Covington. Because that case is cleared. Obama sent half the FBI into Ferguson. They didn't come up with a damn thing. And the witnesses, when finally, you know, it was made clear, you got to tell us what happened, said the officer acted correctly. There was no hands up, don't shoot.
Right.
Yet they're still running that narrative.
He was trying to kill police officers. Period. And that's what everybody who was a witness to it said. Many of the witnesses were also African Americans. It wasn't a bunch of white privileged people saying all this. You know, it was in a largely African American neighborhood where it happened, and that's who the witnesses were. And it's just a shame. I mean, it's just such a tragedy.
It is.
That they continue. I mean, why in the world bring that up again? Dredge all that nonsense up again.
I'm going to offer a theory.
They just lost their mind.
Let me offer a theory, and I'd like your take on this. I think the entrenched Democrat, like Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, I think they have a very low opinion of African Americans because they have herded them together into this, you know, plantation mindset. They don't like it when somebody like Candace Owens says, you know what, this is garbage. I'm going to be my own person. I can think for myself. I don't need you old white politicians to tell me how the world is. Yet, I think they're so convinced that, hey, the reliable way to get into the White House is make promises we know we can't keep, like reparations. Let's keep those racial flames burning and all that.
And raise resentment by calling everybody who's an opponent a racist. I mean, you know, people think this all started with Trump. My God, look what they did to Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Look what they did to George W. Bush. Look what they did to Poppy Bush. I mean, it's just a part of the standard playbook. And yeah, they're using new words. They're using white supremacist now.
Oh, geez.
The term racist is apparently, you know, doesn't hold well anymore. So they go to white supremacist. But it's the same thing. It's been the same tactic for half a century. And
well,
yeah, I mean, well, you know, I mean, it, you know, what's his name over in Baltimore, whose name I'm going to forget now, the congressman from Baltimore?
Elijah Cummings?
Elijah Cummings, who has represented that district for 32 years, never done a damn thing for the people in that district
right.
to help them out in any way, but they keep sending him back every 2 years. And it's just like, well, why would Elizabeth Warren have any respect for them, not have a low opinion of them, when you can have somebody whose record is so horrible, so awful, obviously he's become fabulously wealthy on this $150,000 a year salary, he has a $10 million art collection, at their expense, and they keep sending him back every 2 years. It's insane. It's crazy.
I think the president did a brilliant thing by peeling back the throw rug over Baltimore and exposing the reality of that city. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible, yet $15 billion went into Baltimore, and where is that money? Because nothing's changed. It's only getting worse.
Well, the Department of Housing and Urban Development can't account for where $3.2 billion went. And that's left over from the Obama administration. They have no idea where $3.2 billion went. You know, maybe it went to buy some art. I don't know.
Who's running that place, Sergeant Schultz?
I know nothing.
Yeah. Let's hope that there's some accountability coming there. But the reality, too, they keep sending Cummings back. And, you know, after 32 years, 16 terms, everything has gotten worse.
Yeah, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And it's terrible. It's tragic for those folks.
It is, and it's a tragedy repeated all over the country. We have a mayoral race coming up here, and what is our local newspaper doing? Running Sunday headlines about Montgomery's never had a black mayor. Here we go again.
Right.
You know, another historic first, like the last president. He was great. Let's stop with that. It's the left that sees or attaches color to everything, and I think most of us are well past that now. We're not looking
at... Well, we keep trying to get past it, but just every election cycle keeps getting brought back up by a certain political party.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about your blog today, which is excellent. I attempted to post it on Facebook, and I think something with my laptop, it didn't move from Windows to Facebook, but I will after we're done talking today, because you posted the video. Let's talk about the Chris Cuomo meltdown today. Give us your take on that.
Well, yeah, boy, he was the title I used was Chris Cuomo goes all Sonny Corleone, the guy who called him crazy. You know, I mean, which I thought was clever. I got to chuckle out of myself on that one.
That was brilliant. That was absolutely a brilliant insult.
When you watch the video, that's exactly what he said and who he sounds. He even looks a little bit like Sonny Corleone did in The Godfather. You know, just it's really kind of spooky. And every other word's the F word, and you know. And if it, and I guess the main point to me, first of all, I don't think people ought to go up to people like Chris Cuomo. If you're in a public venue, if you're at a restaurant or something, I never walk up to a celebrity and interrupt their dinner, or, you know, he had his family with him. Why are you doing that? Why are you even saying anything to him? You know, so first of all, okay, yeah, I agree with Cuomo that, you know, he doesn't need to be bothered like that, and people should have better manners than that.
Yes.
But to react the way he did, I mean, it's just such an outrageous reaction to being called, you know, Fredo, which Rush Limbaugh ball tagged him with that nickname about 5 years ago.
Still,
you know, and he obviously it hits too close to home because Fredo was the dumb, you know, the dumb brother in the family and all that. If that had been Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or any of the Fox News personalities, everybody in the mainstream news media and every Democratic member of Congress would have been out on social media and making speeches demanding that they be fired, summarily fired, no questions asked, taken off the air. But because this guy is a Democrat activist working for the Democrats' propaganda channel, CNN, you know, it's like everybody rushes out to defend him. Well, no, his behavior is not defensible. That's not defendable behavior.
No.
If it was Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, I'd be telling you they ought to be fired. And Cuomo should be fired if CNN had any standards at all anymore. He'd already have been fired. But CNN doesn't have any standards anymore.
No.
And neither does anyone else in the mainstream media. And so it's just like, okay, well, there's that video of old Chris there. You know, it's like Joe Biden having another gap. Oh, well, that's just Joe. Yeah, Joe thanks Theresa May's Margaret Thatcher. Well, that's just Joe. You know, don't worry about it. He's fine. He'd be a great president at the age of 84 or whatever he's going to be.
We choose, you know, the truth over facts.
Yeah, we choose the truth. The truth over facts.
Oh, my God.
He thought the shootings were in Michigan and Houston somewhere. You know, I mean, it's amazing he even knows where he is. I'm sure he has to have a morning briefing every day to tell him what town he's in.
No doubt.
But this is a guy, and he's just running away in the polls again. You know, he's back up over 30% again in the latest polls.
Even uglier is that the media, the left, has chosen which of these mass shootings is of use to them and which isn't. When it became known that the Dayton shooter was an Elizabeth Warren supporter, boy, did that disappear quickly.
Yeah, sure. Everybody's looking at Maggie Haberman and all those people in the New York Times looking at each other. Wait, Dayton? What? Where's that? I don't know no Dayton.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about El Paso. But, you know, even the El Paso guy, he was just an anarchist. He didn't have any discernible political philosophy. He's not a Trump fan, you know. I mean, they had to even work overtime just to make him out to look like somebody they could blame on the Republicans. These people are nutcases. They have severe mental problems.
By the way,
not being treated properly.
Here's another thing that I find amusing, but at the same time concerning, and I'll explain why. We have watched over the last several months, now that, you know, the Mueller thing fell apart and all these other hysterics, the ratings for Rachel Maddow and others have just plummeted.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't seem to care. I know that, you know, when I was a music jock, if the ratings plummeted, we took a look at what we were playing or what we were saying and made some adjustments. But
yeah.
Why would the networks not care? Because that's ad revenue. You're selling a certain demographic. You've got to deliver that, or bye-bye. Sponsors.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, they're all now, you know, it's not just CNN. It's CNN owned by whatever. I don't even remember which gigantic company owns CNN now. Disney, I think, owns CNN, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ABC both. And so they're just small pieces of these gigantic corporate organizations, and the ratings don't so much matter anymore as the kind of promotion that they can provide for the overall larger corporation. So they're like treated like boss leaders by these gigantic corporate outfits, and yeah, the ratings don't matter so much anymore. I do wonder, however, you know, I don't know if you saw the news last Friday, but CNN is about to lose its the airport.
Yes.
And that's been, you know, basically half of CNN's audience. Uh-huh. And that's going to be a gigantic hit when that happens. And I do wonder if that's going to have kind of a big impact on what happens over there in the future. But yeah, you know, they don't care.
Well, there's enough stress.
They really don't.
Enough stress when traveling. Why would you want to watch a network that's trying to make your blood pressure explode? David Blackman of dbdailyupdate.com has been our guest, and I have one last question because, listeners, this man has spent his life in the gas and oil industry and writes for Forbes magazine. I do tell them these things, David, so you know. I noticed that this past Sunday I paid $2.15 a gallon here for gas.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Where do you see it going? Based on,
I just think we're going to keep kind of going up and down between about 52 and 58 and $60 oil, which means we're just going to keep kind of ranging between about where we are now, 215, you know, up to 240 per gallon of regular. because we're just on this treadmill where oil is very abundant. You have the demand is continuing to grow globally at a pretty healthy pace.
Mm.
And that's going to be the situation for the foreseeable future. And I just think we're kind of going to be in that range. So, you know, the thing is, in that range, for the consumer, that's a pretty healthy range for the consumer. It's not a real healthy range for oil producers. And so what we're seeing this year is U.S. production, while it's still growing, has the rate of growth has slowed a lot because these companies are not drilling nearly as many wells now.
Mm.
And that trend is going to continue. So, but that stabilizes the market, and it's pretty well in balance now. And I just think this is kind of where we're going to be for the foreseeable future until there's some major international event.
So I have plenty of gas at a decent price. We have a thriving economy. We're not really, in the middle of a war.
Right.
So let's get rid of this guy. This terrible president.
Right. Oh yeah.
How
yeah, everybody's got jobs. Prices are. There's no inflation at all. Record low unemployment levels for everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's time to make a change, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. David Blackman, thank you. By the way, if you can, since I was communicating with you through Twitter, if you can send me a Facebook friend request.
Oh yeah, I will.
I'd appreciate it.
I hadn't done that already. I thought I'd done that. I need to go do that now. I'll go do that right now.
Wow. Well, I appreciate it. Can we have you back on Tuesday next week?
All right, man. Thank you.
That'd be beautiful. Thank you, sir. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. He's also, as you just heard, an expert in oil and gas and is really good at handicapping, just like Brandt is with the market overall, where things are going. So there was some optimism there, but also, the big picture for people who are invested in, major energy producers in their portfolios and stuff, they may not see the growth they'd like, but they're not going to lose anything either. 353 Kaiser Fine Furniture. It's a revelation. In fact, I got to thank Larry Stevens for turning me out of this place because we had a little, as Emily Hayes would say, a mishigas. I love that word. In our house over the appropriation of a certain recliner for one room that Mrs. Ritterbottle decided it belonged in. So I said, well, that's fine. I want you to enjoy your room, so let's go find another chair. But let's keep in mind we've got show going to school. Let's do it on a budget. So we went to Kaiser, and the first thing you see at Kaiser Fine Furniture, it's, by the way, you take 231, it's just like half a block south of the Aushucks Oyster Bar, is the selection. It is a huge building. So you're going to have choices galore. And right now they're having their Red Hot August sale. So they have got deeply discounted items of all types. This is good stuff. But you can save huge by stopping and shopping now. Everything for bedroom seats, living rooms, lots of great recliners. I mean, we test drove about, a dozen different recliners before we picked the one we did. And then, of course, they were able to set up delivery for us as well. So stop by and see Stella and the team at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Again, the actual street address is 4044 Wetumpka Highway, but like I said, 231 going into Wetumpka on the east side of the road just before the Aushucks. Terrific local business. At 6 before, let's see how the roads are doing.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the afternoon traffic, and things are busy out on the boulevard. Be careful on the south side near Court Street and the truck stop. We also see a pretty big crowd around the Troy Highway. If you're on the interstates, everybody is rolling along at a speed limit ride. No problems there, and we don't see any big hang-ups on the 31s. Let's just be careful this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Do you like tough trucks and big bucks? Then come to Wind Creek Wetumpka for Gladiators and Greenbacks. because we're giving away a 2020 Jeep Gladiator and $25,000 free play. You can start earning your entries to win now. Then come in on Saturday, August 31st for the chance to win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Then on Sunday, September 1st, you could win a share of $25,000 free play. It's Gladiators and Greenbacks, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/work. That's ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What are the lunch ladies cooking up this school year? Gordon Ramsay finds out on an all-new Hell's Cafeteria.
What's this I'm eating then?
It's pizza, chef.
It tastes like pizza.
It is.
Get back in the kitchen and make me something I can't recognize.
Gordon Ramsay is making school lunch the way it's